present The Death of Grass by John Christopher, dramatized for radio by Pat Hooker, with Bernard Brown as John, Gwen Cheryl as Anne, Colin Starkey as Roger, Anne Jameson as Olivia, and David Garth as Piri. The Death of Grass. An imaginary England some 25 years ago.
He's just coming.
Bad time, too, Slowcoach.
Jan is up.
Stated after the meeting that as far as his members were concerned, the strike is still rock solid. The latest figures on the death toll in the famine in China exceed 200 million. It is, however, reported that new tests with isotope 717 have shown almost complete control of the Chunli virus.
Hello, everyone.
Adequate to cover all rice fields immediately threatened.
John, you did get that check off, didn't you? To the relief fund.
No, don't worry.
Don't you turn it off? I can't bear to watch it.
For a filmed report.
200 million people have died. Did you hear that?
And plenty more in China. Oh.
You get a lot of pleasure from the contemplation of human misfortune, don't you, Roger?
Look, I'm just a little boy who never grew up.
He's hopeless, Anne. You mustn't mind him.
When you think of all those poor...
And what you adult, sensitive people must bear in mind is that everything's on your side at the moment, but it's a precarious business. All the years China's been civilized, and just look what's happened out there.
Well, you're a throwback, Roger.
There are some ways in which my dear husband and my equally dear son, Steve, are just about the same age. But Steve will grow out of it.
There he goes.
Davy setting the pace, as usual. But I put my money on Mary for first to the top.
It's a steep hill.
Mary's a couple of years older, remember?
You're a bad uncle, David. You favor your nephew too blatantly.
Well, he's David.
You should have married and got a few of your own.
Never had the time to go courting.
I thought you countrymen took that in your stride, along with a cabbage planting.
I don't plant cabbages. The government wants wheat and potatoes these days, so that's what I give them.
Well, what about your beef cattle, though, and the dairy herd?
Oh, I'm talking about crops. The dairy cattle will have to go anyway.
Oh,
they're taking more land than they're worth.
Oh, I can't imagine this valley without cows.
The townie's old illusion of the unchanging countryside. It does change, Anne, more than the city does, only in a more fundamental way.
We could argue about that, David. I mean, after all, when you think about it...
Then don't, John. It's too nice a day. And our last. Back to London tomorrow, and we won't see this again for another year. Oh, you are lucky, David.
You don't want me to change my mind at this late stage, do you?
Have you ever regretted it, John?
What?
Choosing the city life and not the farm. Could have been yours if you'd wanted it.
No, Grandfather knew what he was doing when he left it to you, even if I am the elder. Of course, Anne didn't have much say in those days.
Just so peaceful here. Such richness everywhere. Look at all this. And then think of those poor, wretched Chinese.
What's the latest?
The Americans think they've got an angle on it.
Well, they may say the rest of the Far East. They're too late to save China. Children starving. Surely there's something we can do about it.
We're sending food.
Not enough.
Look, they've reached the top of the hill.
Mary first. Stamina told.
You mean age, dear.
Mary's just decided she wants to be a doctor.
Now, that's a sensible idea. She can always marry another doctor and set up a joint practice.
It's one of the useful arts as you see them, isn't it, David? On a par with being a good cook.
I just live closer to the simple things, so I appreciate them more. I put the useful arts first, second, and third. After that, it's all right to start messing about with skyscrapers.
If you didn't have engineers like me to build a contraption big enough to fit the Ministry of Agriculture into, where would all you farmers be? David?
What are you doing? Weeding?
It's not a weed. It's grass. Rice grass.
Oh.
Do you get much of it in these parts?
The odd bit.
Looks as though it's rotting.
It is. See those patches? It's the Chung Lee virus, Anne.
In England?
In this green and pleasant land. I hadn't expected it to reach so far.
Well, thank God it only fancies rice.
Yes. We're lucky.
Fancy another?
What? Oh, yes, thanks. In a minute.
You're a bit jumpy, Roger. Something bothering you?
Well, the first duty of a civil servant is loyalty. The second is discretion. My trouble is that I always keep my fingers crossed when I pledge loyalty and discretion to anyone who isn't a personal friend.
What's that?
Well, if you were me, you wouldn't tell, honesty being one of your stumbling blocks. So, I can tell you to keep it under your hat, not even Anne yet. I haven't said anything to Olivia.
If it's that important, perhaps you'd better not tell me.
Remember isotope 717?
The stuff they sprayed the rice with. Mm. It worked, didn't it?
Well, apparently it's a rather complex virus. When they came up with 717, they'd found four phases, and 717 killed them all. Then they discovered a fifth phase.
But in that case,
Chung Lee is well ahead on points.
But we've licked viruses like this before, haven't we?
Well, there's just one thing that's unsettling.
What?
Phase five was masked by the others. When 717 removed them, it could show its teeth. It differs from the others in one important respect. It thrives on all the grasses.
Including wheat?
Wheat, oats, barley, rye. And that's a starter. Then meat, dairy foods, poultry. In a couple of years' time, we'll be living on fish and chips if we can get the fat to fry them in.
Roger, that's impossible.
Is it? This is a country of 56 million people that imports nearly half its food requirements. A world without beer?
Oh.
Unimaginable, eh? Oh. Drink up. Let's have another.
Calling for a Plimso line for food stocks for home use. A certain minimum tonnage for all foods would be kept in reserve for use inside the United States only. Hmm. Angry reactions are being received from world leaders.
No, I'll bet.
I'm not surprised.
And meanwhile, the Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries and Food has stressed the need for constant vigilance by farmers in this country. It might not be possible, he said, to keep the virus out of the country altogether, although the Australians and New Zealanders...
Oh, I've had enough of this.
...can be held in check.
Well, it's only a matter of time, I suppose.
Millions facing famine. And those fat old men in America refuse them food.
Well, as one who hopes to live to be a fat old man, I resent that.
Don't be so callous.
Self-defense always is.
But there's Canada, Australia, New Zealand.
They won't do much. Not if they pay any attention to Downing Street.
Well, why should Downing Street tell them not to send relief?
Because we may want it ourselves if they'll give it. We're just hoping blood's thicker than water, but it's got a bit diluted lately, hasn't it?
Well, what about the common market?
Oh, our devoted European allies. Oh, yes, I'd dearly love to be a fly on the wall in Brussels these days.
Remember, Anne? Sitting here on the grass only 12 months ago.
Watching the children climb that hill.
And now this patch is, what, David? 10 feet wide?
Mm.
So ugly.
Frost doesn't help. Bare ground always looks worse when it's frozen.
But you're containing it, all right?
So far.
You aren't impressed by the official optimism.
I'm impressed by that. John, how's that monstrosity you were building?
Nearly finished. Well, my part in it is finished.
So you aren't tied up at the moment?
Only to the need for money. Why?
Well, I'd like you to come up here for a while.
What?
Well, it may be silly, but I've seen those pictures of the rioting in the East.
But even if things do get short, this country's more disciplined. We've been used to rationing shortages.
Look, I've been remembering something Grandfather said when we came here as children. Do you remember, John, that when he'd been outside the valley and came back through that gap, he always said that he felt that he could shut the door behind him.
Because of the mountains all round, you mean?
Yes, and the river. Well, soon you can.
Can what?
Close the door behind you. Did you see that stack of timber as you came in?
Yes, I wondered. New buildings?
No. A stockade.
Go on, I'm interested.
Well, that's all, really. But he's right. That valley could be sealed off. And he's planting nothing but potatoes and beets.
He must be worried.
He is. Well, it's probably...
Tell me, if I get you the inside warning of the crack-up in plenty of time, do you think you could find room for Olivia and Steve and myself in your brother's bolt hole?
Crack-up?
John! John, over here! What is it? Come down, it's urgent!
Now, back!
The bastards, the bloody murdering bastards.
What is it? What's happened?
Game, set, and match to Chung Lee. We've lost.
Well, what about the counterpart?
It's relapsed. It won't touch Chung Lee.
But they're still trying to find...
I don't know. I suppose so. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Well, keep it down. I told you I had a pipeline to the top. It was Haggerty, the PM secretary. I did him a good turn a few years ago. They've invoked the Emergency Powers Act.
They can't.
They have. But a third of the population can live on roofs, John. So, who chooses that third? The army moves into position today. The roads will be closed from dawn tomorrow.
But no army in the world could stop us.
All they want is time, John.
Time? For what?
The bomb. For every major city, and a few more for London. They can afford to waste them now. They won't be needed for the foreseeable future.
I can't believe that. No one could do that.
I could. To save Olivia and Steve, I'd man one of those planes myself.
No!
They're going to die, John. The people are going to die. Which way's best? Slow starvation or the bomb?
It can't work.
Well... I'm inclined to agree. I think the news will leak out.
Oh, God.
Imagine it. London in the grip of total panic.
The children.
At school. Yes. Well, I've thought it out, John. You go and collect Mary now. I'll fetch Steve, get Olivia to fill the car up with petrol, and we'll meet at your place. We'll travel in convoy and pick up your Davy on the way north. With luck, we shall be clear of London by midnight.
During question time this afternoon. The Prime Minister...
John, it can't be true. They couldn't do it. They couldn't.
I'm sure Mary's headmistress didn't believe my excuse, but knowing what we know now, does it matter?
I don't know. I just know we have to save ourselves and the children.
Save them for what? You do.
England, Wales and Scotland. And there is every expectation of a late autumn crop.
Planting in July.
Stroke of genius. Time for fairy godmother, not for poor
militants.
Danger
could only arise from panic in the population at large.
Someone's worried.
As a measure towards preventing this, travel between cities is temporarily forbidden.
Come on, they've jumped the gun. Into the cars.
What's the trouble, officer?
Sorry, madam. Just going out.
Ten bloody minutes. We can't have missed it by more or there'd be a pileup.
I'm on my way home to Sheffield. I only drove down to London yesterday.
Yeah, well, you'll have to listen to the wireless. They're making some kind of arrangements for people like you. Look, unofficially, this is just a manoeuvre.
Clever. That gets over the scruples of the troops. I suppose they'll be left to burn with the rest.
What do we do?
We'll get away from here before there's a traffic jam.
For the time being, yes, madam.
Where are we now? This road bypasses the A1 and it'll take us to Hatfield later.
Why later? Why not now?
Because if we're going to crash a barrier, it'll be easier in the dark. John, keep your car here. I'm taking ours back to town. There's something I want to pick up.
You're not going back there.
Shall I come too?
Yes. Yes, that might be a good idea.
John, I want you to stay.
Now, Anne...
If we want to kill ourselves, domestic wrangling is as good a way as any. Look, this party's got to have a leader... And his word must be acted on as soon as spoken. I'll toss you for it, John.
No, it's yours.
Thanks, but you call.
Heads.
All yours.
We'll be back as soon as we can, darling.
We chattels again already.
The world's great age begins anew. The golden years return.
Mr. Perry, just caught you, have we?
Ah, Mr. Buckley, isn't it? Yes, I was just closing.
Anything I can get you?
Yes. Two revolvers, a couple of good rifles with telescopic sight, and the ammo, of course. And you stock automatics, don't you?
And your license?
Let's not bother, eh? You know me. I want the stuff in a hurry, and I'll give you more than a fair price for it.
I don't do that kind of business, Mr. Buckley.
Well, what about that .22 over there?
Where?
Over there. Get him, John.
Stay still, Mr. Buckley, and your friend. The trouble with raiding a gunsmith is that you're likely to meet a man who knows his stock. Look, please don't interrupt while I call the police.
Wait, I have something to offer you.
I don't think so.
Your life.
Surely not.
Listen, you know where I work. I've been hearing rumors now for quite some time.
A farm in a valley that can be defended
by half a dozen against an army.
Well?
Well, I did have a call this afternoon from the local police asking if I wanted a guard here.
Now do you believe us?
I believe you believe it. And I don't particularly care to be compulsorily detained anywhere, even London.
You're not...
I'm telephoning my wife. I imagine if you can get two cars out, you can get three.
Well, get the bloody thing open again.
How many are there?
I want to get home.
Three, I think.
We're not carrying out orders, sir. We don't want any trouble. You clear off back, all right?
Is it hell, all right? Hey, what are you blasted little tin?
No, Mr.
That'll do from you. You've been told to turn round. We don't want any more lip.
No,
why don't
Mr.
you try it then, eh? Advance.
All right,
the car.
Let's go.
All right!
Good work, John.
No.
What?
I didn't fire. I didn't have time.
I must apologize for poaching, partner, but they were such easy targets.
Are they all dead?
Of course.
Into the ditch with them. Then the barrier.
John? What's the matter?
This one is so young.
Look, never mind that. Let's get him home.
Yes, of course, Mr. Christensen. I think it's a very good idea to take David away.
Just until things settle down.
Yes, of course. In fact, I should be most relieved if it were possible to send all the boys home and close the school for the time being.
At least things are quiet enough here, in a noisy kind of way.
You haven't heard any other news, I suppose? There was no post this morning.
I shouldn't think there will be any post until the situation has improved.
Improved? Why? What's happening?
If we can just take David.
What is happening in London?
We mustn't detain you, Dr. Cassop. I imagine you'll have a lot to do with all these boys to look after, won't you?
And reports are coming in of disorder in the north of England. Riots are reported in several major cities, and all contact has been lost with Leeds.
Oh, God.
The government has issued the following statement. In view of disturbances in certain areas, members of the public are warned that severe countermeasures.
I still can't grasp it, can you? Hearing that and then looking round us. A summer evening in the country.
A bit bare.
But it's still the land. I wish we were in David's Valley with the gate shut behind us.
Tomorrow, I hope.
Well, thank God at least we've got both the kids with
now.
Yes, even if Davy did insist on going in Roger's car.
Well, it's better for him to be with Steve. Olivia's packed some comics for them to pass the time. And they're not far ahead.
True. Mary all right in the back?
Been asleep for miles.
Bless her.
I don't see the Pirid car.
It's up ahead of Roger's.
Aye. She seems a lot younger than him, don't you think? Very edgy.
She was badly shaken up by the shooting at the roadblock. Thank God we've got him, though. Might we have made it back to you otherwise.
Oh,
look. Heavy bombers.
Neat.
Possibly. We'd better catch up with the others.
Damn! The level crossing has just closed.
Yeah, the others will get well ahead. And we'll be held up for 10 minutes waiting for the train. Yeah. Well, a couple of quid might persuade them to let us through.
Be quick.
I will. Hello there. Is anyone there? Anyone?
John! Help me!
Help!
John, are you better now?
Anne? Mary?
Lie quiet.
What happened, John? I heard someone in the crossing hut.
The woman. She's dead now.
We missed you a couple of miles on, so came back.
Anne and Mary were in the car. Someone got me from behind. Where are they?
God knows. Whoever it was, they've taken your car with Anne and Mary in it.
Which direction?
Well, they must have turned back or we'd have seen them.
If you'll forgive me putting things bluntly, I don't think they'll go very far without stopping again.
What do you mean?
They spent some time in that crossing hut. The woman had been raped before she was killed.
Oh, God!
Easy, John.
There are half a dozen side roads between here and where we left the A1. I suggest we drive back the way we came.
Can you see them?
Yes, I'm coming down.
About half a mile along, pulled into a field. There are three men.
Are Anne and Mary?
Yes, they're there.
Right. Look, give me 10 minutes, then drive along fast and pull up just past them. Fire a few shots. Not at them. Back along the road. That should distract up things and draw them away so I can get a clear aim.
10 minutes? You want to get Anne and Mary out alive, don't you?
Where? Just beyond that hedge. I'm going through.
Right. Perry got them all.
Anne, darling. Mary, it's all right now. Oh, Anne, darling.
Not as tidy a job as last time, Perry.
Well, it occurred to me that the guilty don't have the right to die as quickly as the innocent.
Now, Mr. Custance, I believe you have the right of execution.
Mister, please, mister.
Finish them off, Perry.
Roger?
Yes, Anne, of course.
Anne.
Thank you, Roger.
Sorry, Mrs. I'm sorry. No, Mrs. No, I've got kids.
This isn't for me. This is for my daughter.
Oh, my God.
Stand by for an emergency announcement. Stand by.
We'll have to stop the others.
Hydrogen bombs on all principal cities. All citizens are asked to keep calm and to remain at their post.
That's not the gas they're blowing. It's the top off Vesuvius.
The committee is making arrangements to collect all available food and fairly ration it out.
Well, I can foresee only one reaction to that.
Too bloody true. 7 million people on the move. Anywhere. Anywhere but out.
We drive all night.
Starting now.
Hydrogen bombs on all principal cities. All citizens are asked to keep calm and to remain at their post.
Hold it. What's the idea?
What's this, a convoy?
Cover them with the cars, you lot.
What's the idea of the tank trap? Getting ready for an invasion.
That's clever. Got it in one.
Roger.
Hold it, John. They've got guns, and there's a lot of them.
Right. Do you want us to backtrack and go round your town?
A bit more than that, mister. You might say this is a toll gate, sort of, combined with a customs house.
Oh, I see.
You can see what it looks like from our point of view, can't you?
I'd say it looks like theft from any point of view.
Aye. Happen it does. If you've travelled all the way from London without worse than theft of your names, you've been luckier than the next lot will be. All right, mister. Everybody out. Now.
Come on, John.
Guns, eh? That's a good start. Right. That looks like the lot.
I hope you'll leave us some revolvers.
Have some sense. We've got a town to defend.
Just what are you taking off us?
The guns, for a start. Food.
And petrol, of course.
Why petrol?
Because we may need it.
Well, we'll ditch one of the big cars. Will you leave us some petrol
for
the other?
Mister, we're not leaving you anything we can make good use of.
One car and 2 gallons. So you don't have 3 women and 3 children on your conscience. And some food.
It's all very well talking about consciences, but we've got our own women and kids to think on. It's no to both.
Then may we at least keep our blankets?
Blankets? Aye. We're well supplied with blankets. On your way now.
They'll take your town and they'll burn it. I hope you live just long enough to see it.
Don't want to spoil things, mister. We've tricked you fair enough. You're lucky. Getting here before the rush like. We shan't have time to gossip later. Good luck.
We can rest here a while. We're out of sight of that town now.
In that case, I could get rid of this blanket roll.
I was wondering when you'd realize you were carrying dead weight. It's too warm for blankets.
Not quite dead weight.
My God. Your rifle.
Yes, I also hit my revolver. Better than nothing, I think.
I should say it is. Well, if we can't find a farmhouse with a car and petrol, we don't deserve
to... No more cars. We were lucky down there. They could have riddled us with bullets first and stripped the cars later. The next lot might.
Reasonable, very reasonable.
80-odd miles? On foot?
On foot.
Look, you see your wife?
Yes, I thought she was just behind me.
Oh, she's at the tail of your little... cavalcade.
With Mary?
Of course. She's taking things too much to heart.
I don't think it's so much what happened to her as what she did afterwards that's upsetting her, Mrs. Billy.
My name is Millicent. I like the way you handled things last night, John. I like a man who knows what he wants.
Go and take that case from Olivia. She's carried it long enough.
Just as you say, Big Chief. Whatever you say goes.
John! There's a farmhouse over there.
Right. Go and tell the others it'll soon be breakfast time, Mrs. Pirrie.
Righto.
Quite a piece, isn't she? Good 20 years younger than Pirrie, I'd say, wouldn't you?
I hadn't noticed.
And fancied you. Or hadn't you noticed that either?
What do you want?
Nothing. We've got something that might interest
you. Keep it and clear off. He's a good shot, that Pity.
What? There's someone inside.
What's it, John? He's got a gun. Oh, God. Help me.
Don't stand there. Get a gun and search the ground. Right. I'll look round up here. You stay there. You understand? You won't get hurt if you stay in here.
What is it?
A girl in the bedroom.
Olivia, what are you doing?
Just clearing away.
Oh. Sorry. Force of habit.
Right. Let's start getting our things together.
John, what about the girl?
What about her?
We can't leave her.
Were those bodies?
We can't take her with us, Olivia.
All right. I'll stay too, then.
And Roger? And Steve?
If Olivia wants to stay, we'll stay with her. You don't need us now, do you?
And when the next visitor calls, who's going to open the door? Olivia? Steve?
Why can't we take the girl? What difference does one more make?
What makes you think she'd come? We just killed her parents.
She must realize that if she's alone here...
All right. You've got 3 minutes to persuade her.
Thanks.
Let's hear the news while we're waiting, shall we?
There must be somebody broadcasting somewhere.
This report is our fragmentary. For all evidence indicates that Western Europe has ceased to exist as a part of the civilized world.
So that beautiful banner flew away.
Throw it up and ran.
It is to be expected that this country will mourn the loss to barbarism of the cradle of our Western civilization. At the same time, there is not the slightest danger...
If you will permit me...
Thank you, Perry. To report?
What would there be but ghosts?
Any ghosts, then?
No, not yet. I notice you didn't put Jane on guard duty.
Jane?
The girl from the farm. Remember?
No, not tonight.
I doubt she'd murder us in our beds, if we had any.
Best not to give her the chance.
Now listen. There's my ghost. The ghost train.
Could be a real one. Someone might try a night journey.
I prefer to think of it as a ghost train. John? How long do you think railway lines will be recognizable? 20 years? 30? Shall we tell fairy stories to our great-grandchildren about the metal monsters that ate coal and breathed out smoke?
Get off to bed. There'll be time enough to think about your great-grandchildren.
Who will, no doubt, be painted with woad. Well, good night.
Night. Who's that?
Me, Millicent.
What the hell are you doing here? You aren't on duty for another 2 hours.
I can do without sleep. I remember one weekend I didn't have 3 hours sleep between Friday and Monday. Fresh as the daisy after it, too. With Anne.
I don't want to talk about Anne. And I don't want an affair with you, apart from anything
don't
else.
Don't you? Then why are we talking in whispers?
I think you'd better get back now.
Okay. I'll just try the spark test. If you don't fire, I'll go back again like a good little girl.
Millicent.
Nothing wrong with a good night kiss, is there? Don't you?
Ah, surprised you, Customs. You're not as alert as a good sentry should be, especially as I'm armed.
What are you doing, wandering around in the middle of the night?
Would it be altogether inappropriate to put a similar question to you?
I thought the eyeful you got last time you spied on me might have put you off. Or is that how you get your kicks now?
Perry, nothing has happened between your wife and myself, and nothing will.
Tell me, Customs. We are agreed that the process of law no longer exists in this country.
If it does, we all hang.
Exactly. So what remains?
The law of the group for its own protection.
And of the family?
Within the group. The needs of the group come first.
And the head of the family, wouldn't you say? Oh, amuse yourself, my dear. I like to see you happy. Well, Customs, the man is the proper head of the family group. Still agreed?
Yes, within the group. I am in charge here. The final say is mine.
Oh, no. The final say is here with the gun. Well, do you concede me my rights? to cease upon the midnight with no pain. Even I can recognize the appositeness of Shakespeare sometimes. Well, Customs, do I have my rights?
No. No, John, stop him.
Take your rights.
No, Henry, I promise.
Customs.
Yes?
I should like Jane to walk with me.
Why?
Perhaps I should put it another way. I've decided that I'd like to marry Jane, insofar as the word has any meaning now.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Jane is an unmarried girl, and I am a widower.
Mr. Pilly, you killed Millicent last night.
Exactly. Come here, Jane.
Leave her alone.
Jane. I'm not a young man, nor a particularly handsome one, but I can look after you. Take my hand. Thank you, my dear. I think we shall get along very well together.
John, stop him.
She went of her own free will.
She has her rights.
If there were 10 Janes and he wanted them all, he could have them. Piri's worth more to us than they would be.
And if it had been Mary...
John, look. What? In the valley. The smoke. Is that Sedbra?
Whatever it is, it's burning.
Looters.
Yes. I think we're going to have to snowball. Increase our numbers. What do you think, Piri?
Yes, I'm inclined to agree. 3 men are no longer adequate for defense.
Well, what do we do? Hang out a notice? Recruits welcomed?
I suggest we halt here. We're still on the path, and there'll be parties going both ways across the Pennine.
Look, there's one coming now.
Yes.
Well, how many?
Eight. 4 women, 2 children, 2 men.
And a pram.
Yes. Well, I hardly think there's anything there to our advantage.
No.
Afternoon.
Afternoon.
We wondered if you was waiting for anything up here. If there was anything we could tell you, maybe.
No, I don't think so, thanks.
We was heading across the Pennines. I thought we might find a farm or something where they'd let us work and give us some food. We wouldn't want much.
You better get on, then, hadn't you?
You think we might find a place like that, then? I mean, where was you thinking of heading? We're not bothered about which way we go.
What my father means is... you think we should go whichever way you're going? Respectable folks should stick together at a time like this.
How long have you been on the road?
We started this morning.
We've had 3 days' start on you. We aren't respectable anymore. We've killed. And we'll kill again if necessary.
I suppose you have to. I suppose a man's got to save himself and his family any way he can. I don't mind killing.
How many guns have you got?
We haven't got any guns.
So I'm sorry, we can't take passengers.
You can't turn us down with the children.
I'm thinking of my own children.
Mr. Customs, up the road there.
Ah, that's what we want.
And guns.
Yes.
Can we stay with you till these have gone past then?
Oh, if you like. Just a minute.
You wanted some it?
We're heading for a place I know up in the hills. Once in there, you can keep an army out. Now, are you interested?
What are you telling us for?
Things are getting pretty nasty around here, and we're looking for recruits.
We're doing all right.
Yes, now. But what about later?
We'll worry about that when the time comes.
Have you got a better place to go? Anywhere to go?
What do you reckon, Alf?
It wouldn't do any harm to go and have a look.
Right. You can show us the way. Whereabouts is it, any road?
I'd rather...
That's Mr. Custon's business, not yours. He's in charge here. Oh, like that, is it? You can think again about that. I do the ordering for my lot, and if you join up with us, the same...
Sorry about that. Well, the offer's still open.
Well, I reckon it was his own lookout. I'll come along all right.
All right. Those who wish to join our little party should come along and shake hands with Mr. Customs and identify yourselves.
Have you changed your mind, Mr. Custance? Come and stay with you, lot.
All right. Form an ordering.
You can stay. We've come by some extra guns, after all.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Custance.
You can all go over and line up with the others.
This remind you of anything, John?
What?
In the old days, the feudal chieftains and the bending of the knee to acknowledge fealty.
It'll be different when we get to the valley.
Will it?
We can form some kind of committee.
It'll be under siege, John. There'll be some kind of martial law and someone to dispense it. Notice how everyone's calling you Mister all of a sudden? Will Davy inherit that title, do you think?
But the farm belongs to my brother. It's his land.
Come in.
Just reporting, Mr. Customs. All billeted now.
Good. We were lucky to find this house.
Yes, it isn't, however, a very big house. So I think Jane and I will risk the inclemency of the weather.
Well, just as you like. You can have a night off guard duty.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Customs.
It's not an attractive thought, is it?
What isn't?
Pity the bridegroom.
Well, Jane hasn't complained.
No. Maybe she's hidden a knife.
I hope not. Not before we get to the valley, anyway. We need him. When we reach the valley...
Oh, will things be any different?
No, they will be.
No, I don't.
Anne, darling, trust me.
It seems we all have to.
Well, someone has to make decisions.
And everyone else has to obey them. What are these people, your serfs? Like the Blennets, grateful to you and afraid. Like the children. Even Mary and David.
The children? Afraid of me?
David.
What about him?
He has a blister, a very bad blister on his foot, but he kept on walking, and when I noticed it and asked him why he hadn't said anything, he said he was afraid you'd leave him behind if he couldn't keep up.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? I said that to him, too, and do you know what he said? But Dad would have left the Blennets behind if the others hadn't turned up, and he was right, wasn't he?
Well, where is he now?
He's asleep. Olivia's looking after him.
Which reminds me, where is Olivia? And Roger?
Oh, they're settling in the scullery.
The scullery?
They were the last to arrive. It was the only room left.
Why didn't he see me about it?
He didn't want to bother you.
Bother me, oh.
Roger, come in here, old man. And Olivia and Steve, too, of course.
Oh, you're being condescending now. Still, I don't suppose you can help it.
Tomorrow, all this will be over. I'll hand things over to David and settle down to learning how to be a farmer. Dull but human, will that do?
It'll do very well, John, if it happens.
What is it, John? What do you want?
What the hell were you doing in the scullery? There's plenty of room in here.
That's very friendly of you, John. Much appreciated.
There they go. Harry and Jane, taking an after-dinner stroll.
Or looking for a soft love nest. A bank where the wild thyme blows.
They'll be lucky.
It would have been a beautiful view from this window.
It's easier to imagine now it's dark. When you can't see the bare earth and the dead animals.
I was just remembering.
Remembering what?
Sunday afternoons at home, you two over for tea, John coming in from mowing the lawn.
A million years ago.
It's not just the landscape that's changed.
At least we're all still together.
Are we?
Stay there. Oh, no. Keep away from the window.
What's happening, Parson? That criminal body. I had a crack at the blue gate room. Did you hit him?
I don't think so. Another one had a shot back, and then they went down among the crew.
How many?
Oh, and the day in dark, might be a dozen, maybe more.
Right. Some of you men up to the back bedroom to take their searching us. Two each in the front room. When I shout, let them have a volley. It might make them tear off. And keep the women and children away from the window.
Any sign of movement, Parson?
I thought I saw someone.
Yes, so did I.
No! We don't want any trouble. We'll hold our fire if you clear off. Done.
What was that?
Grenades. They've got grenades. Get upstairs and tell them to keep up as continuous fire as they can. If they see anyone lift his arm, slam everything at him.
Right.
If we don't keep the grenades out, we've had it. Give them all you've got, Parsons.
They're falling back.
Yes.
They're going, John.
I know. What have you, Piri, there?
Where is Piri?
Outside.
But Jane, that won't fall over them.
Piri! Jane!
Shall we go and look for them?
No. Nobody's moving out here tonight. We don't know if our friends have gone for good.
Lucky there, weren't we?
We're getting the man with the grenade, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, lucky shot, I suppose.
There's one thing.
What's that?
Thank God we found we can manage without Pyrrhic.
Roger.
Yeah?
Give me a hand with this one, will you?
Right. Oh, not much of him left, is there?
He must have been carrying quite a few grenades. Over here, behind these bushes. I wouldn't like the kids to see this.
How many did we bag?
Three. The others aren't so bad.
John, look.
Good God, Piri. Well, what the hell have you been up to?
Rather an indelicate question, surely. Well, I see you've been clearing up the mess.
You heard it.
Would have been difficult not to.
They cleared off when things started getting hot. I'm still surprised about that.
Oh, the side fire probably upset them.
Side fire?
Yes, from that hill over there. That once grassy slope.
You were having a go at them. From there?
Of course.
That explains it.
Explains what?
That bullseye on the grenade carrier. But why didn't you answer when I called you?
I was busy.
Your brother's stockade.
Yes, nice and solid.
Good, an excellent piece of work. Once we're on the other side, we can hold him.
Stay there! Into the control of you! Oh, no. Got someone! Kitty! John, you stay here!
No! What the hell,
John? Don't bother! Don't bother! Jane's gone for him!
Is he dead? It's just a grave. He'll live. What are you doing, John?
I'm making a white flag.
But you're not going up there.
There's been a mistake. They weren't expecting an army.
David!
David can't man the fence the whole time. They won't fire on a man with a white flag.
Why?
They won't.
What's you after? I'd like a word with David Custom.
Would you now? He's busy. And the answer's no.
He's my brother.
His brother's in London.
We got away. It's taken us some time. Can I see him?
All right. Wait there. We're sending up to the farm for him.
The people with me. Can they come out of the ditch?
No, they can't.
It'll be all right.
Don't see why not.
John!
That's David. Anne, you come along and have a word with him, too.
And David and Mary?
Of course.
No.
Why not, Piri?
I think it would be safer here.
Oh. Well, that tells me something about how you'd act in my place, doesn't it?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
John! That's you!
Stay here and keep undercover.
John, how did you make it? Where's Davy and Anne, Mary?
Back there, hiding in a ditch. Your machine gun had damn near killed us all.
Oh, I've given you up. What's happened?
Oh, it's a long story. It can wait. Can I bring my lot in first?
Your lot? But what do you mean?
The 34 of us, David. Oh. We've been on the road for some time. But, David, what's the matter?
Look, it's a bit difficult, John.
How?
Well, we're crowded out already. When things started getting bad, the locals came in. We can manage on what we grow, but it spread thin.
They'll work for their keep.
That's not the point. We're overcrowded as it is.
What do you suggest, then? Back to London?
Oh, God, no, don't be such a fool. I'm trying to tell you. I can make room for you and Anne and the children, but not the others.
David.
I would if I could. Don't you understand? Your people aren't the first we've turned away. There's been relatives of people already here.
We had to be hard, John.
Yes, I know.
Look, even if I agreed, the others...
It's your land.
No one holds land anymore. Bring them in, John. Anne and the two children. The others will just have to cope for themselves.
Teary. You must be psychic.
What?
One of my lot. He wouldn't let me bring Anne and the children just now. I knew he was preventing a double cross, and I was suitably offended. But now, if I did have them here inside, I wonder what I'd have done. Hmm? What's it to be, David?
I'll talk to them. Try to persuade them. Come back in an hour.
All right. See you in an hour, then.
And give my love to them all. To Davy.
Take his offer, John. You brought us here. You deserve it.
He's your brother.
John, what else can you do?
Well, Mr. Customs, I don't think there's a hope in hell.
That leaves two alternatives. Turn back or fight our way in.
You mean fight David?
John!
Coming!
You'll look things over, of course. From inside.
Of course.
My lot won't agree, John. We couldn't really expect them to.
So, we'll take to the road again. I gave Davy your luck.
Look, I've been thinking there is a way. Don't travel too far tonight. Slip away with Anne and the children. I'll be on watch. I'll let you in.
And if one of your trigger-happy friends mows the kids down?
No fear of that. Give our old curlew whistle. Remember?
Yes, I remember.
As you come along the road, it'll be a full moon.
Yes, so it will. We shan't get there peaceably. They won't budge. My brother's tried them, but it's no good. So we have two alternatives. Going somewhere else or fighting our way in. Have you thought about it?
To you, Mr. Constance, you know that. We shall do whatever you think best.
Right. One thing first. My brother looks like me, and he's wearing blue overalls and a grey and white check shirt. I'm telling you this so you can watch out for him. I don't want him hurt, if he can be helped.
We're having a go, then.
Yes. We'll make it look as though we've given up. Retreat out of their sight line. Then tonight, we'll move in. Our only hope is the advantage of surprise.
Well, I don't think it's going to be easy, even as a surprise attack, unless you know a way of getting in.
There's only one way they haven't accounted for. The river. This is what we're going to do.
It's like a mill race.
Yes, that's why my brother assumed that it was fancy enough in itself, even though it runs past the barricade. There've been enough cattle drowned in it, and men.
Yes.
I fell in that river once when I was a kid. There was a shelf just about in the middle, and even then, I could wade along it with my head above the water.
Ah.
Piri, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm all right. You want me to wade past the barricade and knock out the machine gunner?
With me behind you. And Roger?
Yes?
You take the fence. It's climbable. And they'll bring the gun round on us when we open fire. Then you take your lot in.
And if they fire on us before we reach it?
They won't. Not if you give the signal. We're well past the fence now. Here?
Yes, this'll do. Now, when Roger gives the signal, we... Ah, right, that's it. You try for the man on the right, I'll get the other.
The machine gun first.
Got him. Damn. The lad. Stop them getting up to the platform. Here. Take this.
Your rifle.
Why? The fool like it.
Hang on to me.
Never mind that. Get those men on the ladder.
Now, Piri.
wasn't your fault.
I was just remembering the first time I was in this room as a child with David.
Everything's going to be all right.
Let's hope so.
We're all safe. We made it.
Except...
the children will grow up here in peace. Davy will farm the land. David wanted that more than anything.
He'll do more than farm it. He'll own it. It's a nice bit of land. Not as much as Cain left to Enoch.
John, but... it wasn't you who killed your brother. It was pity.
Was it? I don't know. We'll blame Piri, shall we? And Piri's gone, washed away with the river. And so the land flows with milk and honey again, with innocence.
John, it was Piri.
Piri gave me his gun. That gun brought us here, killing its way across England. I wanted to throw it after him into the river, but I hung on to it.
You can still throw it away. You don't need it now.
No, Piri was right. You don't throw away a good weapon. It'll be Davy's when he's old enough.
No. He won't need it. It'll be peace then.
Enoch was a man of peace. He lived in the city which his father built for him. But he kept his father's dagger in his belt. Come on, Anne. There's a lot to do. A city to be built.
The Death of Grass by John Christopher, dramatized for radio by Pat Hooker. Bernard Brown was John. Gwen Cheryl, Anne. Colin Starkey, Roger. Anne Jameson, Olivia. David Garth, Piri. David was played by Ronald Herdman. Millicent, Melinda Walker. The Headmaster, Brown Smith. Spruce, Graham Blockie. Alf Parsons, Gerard Green.